Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message.
We wait for you.
They said that people will either stop praying because they are not seeing results, or people stop praying because they don't understand. Either they don't understand or they don't see results. So it's estimated that in church, most people don't pray because of the disappointment of having prayed so much and having seen so little results. When I pray, I get results. That makes me pray. I'll read a text. The text you know is in Ephesians 1, 19 to 22. We have done the 15, 16, 17, 18. We are on the verse 19. One, two, go. Let's read it together. It says that, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what? Who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him up from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come." Colon, explanation. "And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to who?" And who is the church? He is head over all things because of you. I don't know where you come from, but he is still head over all things. And I don't know what you are facing. He's still head over all things because of you. Now, I'm going to start from the 18 so that the last caption, you will have it well. But I'll read it in another version. Let me start with the King James. It says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know." So we are saying that what? The emphasis is what? Knowing. "What is the hope of his calling?" We have done that. "And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saint." Then you know also what? The exceeding. That's what I began reading. That you know the exceeding. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? So that is the third aspect of our preaching. Now I'll read the TBT. I will start from 18. One, two, go with a smile. "I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones." Now get ready for the 19. One, two, go. "I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power. Made what? Made available to you through faith." Now, one, two, go. Read it and smile. "Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm." I like what is coming next. "And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age but in the age that is to come. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others." Oh, hallelujah. Let me read the 23 so that it makes it nicer. Hallelujah. 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 I am excited already. Maybe you don't know what Jesus has been done. I'm trying to educate you in the scriptures so that you know. Once you go, let's read from the message. Your eyes focus and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this. I like this one. This is the phrase for inheritance in the message. It says the inheritance is what? This glorious way of life he has for the Christian. Now, this is where I will preach from today. Verses number 19. Reading like it is written. Don't read it the way you want to read it. Reading, oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy and what? Boundless strength. I don't know you, but what is working now is that there is endless energy and there is boundless strength. What is working for your life is that. What is working for your marriage is that. What is working for your career? Oh, the extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. Endless energy, endless energy, boundless strength. Endless energy, endless energy. Ayagadagadaya. I am Ayadakatiya. How are you going to work? Endless what? And boundless what? What is working for your health? Endless. Let it sink into your spirit now. This word, it looks like a new age word, but I love the word. It is the new ages who like energy, but I like the word. You see, it gives you endless energy. Energy that does not end. The more you are using it, the more it's replenishing itself. It is not becoming lesser with use. It is not like the doom show we are experiencing. Or a battery that you use and it runs out. But it is endless. You are using it, and the more you are using it, the more it's made available. Until it tells you that it is boundless strength. It has, the strength has no bounds. It is so, it can touch anything at all. Strength for marriage, strength for your home, strength for your assignment, strength for, I mean, for everything. Endless energy, boundless strength. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne deep in heaven, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all and has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. We are going to the Passion for the last time. That's where I started from, and that's where I'll be ending. So keep the first rhema. The first rhema is Ephesians 1:19 in the message. Endless energy, boundless strength. TPT 1:19. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. This is where the second rhema is. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power. Number two, brother, your life will be an advertisement of his immense power. Endless energy, boundless strength. Your life will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works where? Through you. So let's take the rhema so that it's a prayer service. One, two, go. Endless energy, boundless strength. Your life will be an advertisement of his immense power as it works in you. You have got backing, brother. You have got backing. You have backing for your life. Backing for your assignment. You have got backing, brother. You have got backing. For your career, you have backing. For your life, you have backing. For your assignment, you have backing. For the raising of your children, you have got backing. For your finances, you have got backing. For your school, you have got backing. For your marriage, you have got backing. Your relationship, you have got backing. You have got backing, brother. You have got backing. I can see you have got backing. You have got God the Father. You have got God the Son. You have got God the Holy Spirit. Then you have got the host of angels. They are all backing you. Backing your house. Backing your plans. Backing your projects. Backing everything you touch. How can you fail? How will you fail? You cannot fail. You will do excellently well. Your home is blessed. Your house is blessed. There is a backing to your job, to your business. There is a backing. Is it great grace? Your fashion company will do well. There is a backing. Your media company will do well. There is a backing. The real estate will do well. There is a backing. The business and trade will do well. There is a backing. The school and learning will do well. There is a backing. There is a great grace. There is a great grace. There is a great grace. There is a backing. Go and do what you are going to do. There is a backing. Tell them, oh Satan. Continue doing what you are doing. There is a backing. Don't give up on what you are doing. There is a backing. You know, I like the song because the song said, he said, anybody that has a problem with me, when they come to the house, they will find my father there. That is the beginning of the song. I declare, God has already fought your battles. I said, God, your father has already settled every controversy. Your future is written out. Your life is written out. The number of your days you will fulfill. You're going out blessed, coming in blessed. Receive great grace. Receive great grace. Receive great grace. You have a backing. You have a backing. And you have a backing. Say, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration by the word of God. I make a declaration on the 15th day. I declare by the word of God, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I declare I am energized by the power of God. I declare I am empowered by the power of God. I declare by the power of God, miracles and wonders are released over my life. I declare I assess the dimension of the power of God. I declare the rights of God are engaged. My rights are engaged. I declare by the word of God, by the power of God, and by redemption, I engage my rights. And I declare the abilities of God, they are at work in my life and for my life. I declare by the word of God, I am energized constantly, continually, in the name of Jesus. And I declare, I have become the advertisement of his immense power. Endless, endless, endless energy, boundless strength. You will live and you will be the advertisement of his immense. I want you to understand something. This world is a power world. Men are looking for power from everywhere. Some are looking for spiritual power. Others are looking for political power. Some are looking for financial power. Some are looking for relational power. They are looking for all these things. Some are even looking for black power. But I declare to you that as I'm looking at you, you are a career of an endless energy. You are a career of endless energy and boundless strength, and you are God's advertisement of his word. I don't know you. There is nothing you can do. I don't know you, but there is nothing you can become. What do you want to become? You will become. What do you want to become, my brother? I can see some young men who are not talking. Meanwhile, you don't know what you will become. Say something now. What do you want to become? I don't know you, but you will become. You will become. You will become. You will become. Let's give the rhema endless. You will not work and be tired. Endless energy. Your body will not be weak on you. Endless energy. Boundless strength. You will be the advertisement of God's immense power. We are in a prayer and fasting. These are not gentle times. These are times to make declaration. I tell you, I have a lot of notes there, but I can't do it again. I've stopped. I am preaching now. See, I said people are looking for power. We'll be going for election very soon. What are they looking for? power. Political power. Why? Power brings control. Anybody that is here on earth and he says he doesn't like power, suspect them. They like it more than all the others. I'm telling you, they like it more than all of us. Power is inbuilt into every man. That quest is in every man. I'm telling you, it is in every man. It is the discipline and maturity to control it well. Even God, he gives power. He said, "You shall receive the Holy Ghost." And after you have received, what will you receive after you receive the Holy Ghost? Power. God knows how necessary it is. He said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures." It is not enough to know the scriptures. It is more than that. He said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." Because the scriptures must lead you to the power of God. He said, "The kingdom of God is not in words. It's not talk. It's in power." Because when there is no power, things will remain the same. When you encounter power, things change. Your health, your home. If your health has been the way it is, you have not encountered some level of power yet. It's all inside you. You must stir it up. And today, as your pastor, we will enter into four dimensions of power. See, that is there for the believer. I'm saying all these things. He said, "Once have I heard, once has God said, twice have I heard, that all power belongs unto God." When Jesus rose from the dead, what did he say on the earth? He said, "Behold, all power is given unto me." Power is a necessity for the earth. If you play with it, somebody will use another power to subject and dominate you. But as children of God, we are rising up to our heritage. There is even power that can make you excellent in your mind. There is power. The dark guys, they even know this. The unbelievers, they even know. They know that you can even get power for your voice. Such that your voice is so sweet that you can make millions from your voice. Because there is a power that is backing the voice. They even know. So they join secret societies. Because they know that money, there is a power that can create and attract money. They know. Today I really came because we have to pray. And today we are finishing with the issue of power. So that by the time we are done, unusual abilities are released into our lives and our future. The Bible said, and as Jesus was preaching, the power of the Lord was present to him. That means you can preach. But if the power to heal is not present, you will carry power. In every work you do, you will carry power. Ability to do, and ability to change what needs to be changed. He said, "Say to Zerubbabel, it is not by might nor by power, not the natural one, but by my spirit." What is Christ to us? Corinthians tells us, 1:24 tells us, Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. When you talk about power, you must open your ears and listen. Because if you don't listen, another man will control you. Haven't we seen so much how people are controlled because others are in power? When they told us to go and sleep, COVID, didn't you sleep? You slept. I also slept. Why? Somebody, we had all delegated our power to an individual in the name of government and an organization. So they have the power to tell us what is wrong. So they told us, six, everybody, they told us, take injection. And if you didn't take injection, you couldn't travel. Did you try traveling without the injection? Somebody said he took his injection 2,000 years ago. So he fast forwarded it and took his card. Because the injection had already been given. Power, brother. Power, 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 power. When the Pharisees saw the cripple raised, they were like, "Huh? By what power or by what name did you do this?" It takes power. You hear what Peter said? He said, "Silver and gold I do not have. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." When the guy walked and they were looking, I said, "Why are you looking on us? As though we have got some special power." But they had power. Because when the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. Jesus went into the wilderness. When he went to the wilderness and he returned, how did he return? The Bible said he returned in the power of the Spirit. And his fame spread about. Anybody that you think, I carry some power. You know, I carry some power which I used to correct some few things in. And yes, yes, yes. Oh, I'm telling you. One guy walked in here. I looked at his apostle. Shall we pray? I said, "This one is, there's no prayer about this one." I sorted this one out. He said, "Sir, are you sure?" I said, "Oh, this one, I've sorted it out." He's like, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes." And guess what? It was sorted out. See, I want to pray for one head of department in Lagos. I got there, I said, "This chair, I'm the one sitting on it. Nobody can sit here." I was like, "Apostle, I said, yes. I said, whatever they do in the school, nobody can sit on it. Whoever they give the chair to can't sit on it until you are sitting on it. So I was like, thank you, sir. But guess what? Nobody sat on the chair. These things are not strange. This is our heritage as sons and daughters of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power, rights, to become sons of God. Now you are the son of God, I know. Now are we the sons of God. Oh, Jesus. Power. Put the power to work, my brother. In Luke chapter number 1, Luke 1, Luke 4, Luke 5, the Bible said, Mary said, how can these things be? What was the answer? The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Look, you need some overshadowing and some stirrings, so that when they see you from afar, look, you can stand with somebody here, eat with them here, but they don't have power where you are higher. Whatever they do here doesn't affect you, because it's called power, abilities. And as a child of God, you are already inheriting power. And I declare to you today, you will see some abilities at work in your life. Say, Heavenly Father, I assess the power of the Holy Ghost in my life. And I declare, I am manifesting the strange abilities of the Holy Ghost. He said, and they who have tasted of the powers of the world to come. I, as a preacher, I preach, I read, I teach, but I am an ardent believer of power. I will never preach and not demonstrate power. No, I crave for it. I desire it. Because without that, your words are idle words. You can see people down, talk hours, and nothing is happening. How about I prophesy? You are going to begin to work with the dimension of God's power. Say that whatever you want to do, you will see it done. Wherever you want to go, you will go. Because there is a dimension of God's power at work in your life. I declare, no devil can make a mockery of your life, your assignment, and your glory. No situation, no circumstance. We engage the dimension of God's power. Say, Heavenly Father, I declare, by the word of God, the power of God is at work in my life. There is a power in you. Put it to work. Jesus, he talked about power. He said, none of you have got power over me. If it had not been given to you from above, none of you can take me. He said, I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it. He's talking about power. I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it up. Every believer, your life must be what God decided. And there is a power placed in you to guide the process. And today you are going to stir it up. Today you are going to put it to work. You are going to use your lips. Because life and death is in the power, the ability placed on the tongue. Power is abilities. You will finish your school. You will do excellently well. You will excel at anything you touch. Because there is an ability in you that will cause you to excel. It's called Christ. The first power is the power to be a witness. The power to be a witness. The power to be a witness. Whereby everything about you reflects the Christ. Your health reflects the Christ. Your finance reflects the Christ. Your lifestyle reflects the Christ. That is the first power. Power to witness. Power to witness. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come, and ye shall be my witnesses. You are going to make a declaration. This time is up to you and God and the power on your inside. You will declare that, Lord, I stand in the realm of power to be a witness. I will represent you well. My home will represent you well. My business will represent you well. I will be the right witness. I, without talking, will be a message. I, in speaking, will be a message. Say, Heavenly Father. Say, Heavenly Father. Say, Heavenly Father. My health will be a witness. My job will be a witness. My family will be a witness. My relationship will be a witness. I declare abilities to reflect God in every dimension of my life, from my work to my relationship to my neighborhood, Lord, to my belief, Lord, to my house, to my children, to my schooling, to my academics. I engage the power of the witness. Lift up your voice and declare it. Yadelevadia, Abelevaladia. Lift up that voice. Your business,
will reflect the Christ. It will be excellent and well. Your career will reflect the Christ. It will be excellent and complete. Your health will reflect the Christ. It will be excellent. Lift up your voice. You are sitting on power. Put it to work. Put it to work. Shatali batata. Mila baladia kataya. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Saliba yante. Pelega balagia taya. Adili magadia. Telebadia bataya. Sevele badia. Madili magadia. Asiva labadia. Low and clear. Let the power of God be at work on our inside to be excellent witnesses of the love of God, of the grace of God, of the favor of God, of the excellence of God. Low and clear. By the word of God. Shatari matataya. Abela bahiata. Adela bahaya. Rabala bazaba. Adela bagadia. Adela bahaya. Abala bahaya suda. Adili magadia. Lift your voice. Talk to God. Are you a student? Do you have parents or not? You will express him. Lift up that voice. Lift up that voice. Adela bagadia, gadala bahaya. Abela bagadia, the power to witness. Also preach the gospel to the poor, to the needy. Ayagadia bakataya. You will not be sick preaching to the sick. You will not be weak preaching to the weak. You will not be broke preaching to the broke. The Lord's witness will stand right in your life. Adela bagadia, azabela bahata. Adela bahaya, rabala basaba. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. We are in a season of prayer and a season of fasting. Tiga bahaya, nadala baliya tanaya, atala bahayi taliya se, bela gadala bahikaya, abela bahila la bahaya, abela batansu taya, atala bahitayas, priadala bahaya, agadili magadia, abela badia, adili magadias, adili magadia, abela badia sadaya, adala bagadia mahada, adala bakataya, adala bahina basaya, adala bahaya, abela bagadia, adili magadia, asafani watani mataya, law I declare, by the word of God, by the word of God, our companies, our houses, our marriages, our relationships will express the witness of God, of love, of faithfulness, love and clear. Sadia Bahaya, Amanini Matata, our children will be a witness of the love of God, the grace of God, the excellence of God, the wisdom of God. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Love and clear. I stand complete in all of the will of God. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Power at work in cells to be a witness of the healing and the healer. Power at work in our bones to be a witness of strength of the healer. Power at work in our careers to be a witness that whatsoever we touch is blessed. Love and clear. Power to be a witness. Libayano kataya is engaged. Iadili magadia. Abela ma italias. Adili magadia. Akadima tabahaya. Aperia tanaka. Lord, I declare. By the word of God. By the word of God. Say in the name of Jesus, I make a declaration over my own life and everything that concerns me. I make a declaration. The power of God is at work in my life. I stand complete in all of the will of God as a witness of the power of God, the grace of God, the favor of God, and the mercy of God. I declare, I stand as a witness that God is a healer. My body is healed. I stand as a witness. God is a healer. I am in health. I stand and I declare, God is a deliverer. And a witness to that, I am delivered consistently. I declare, in witness, I will have boldness to preach the gospel with my life, with my words. Even in Jesus' mighty name, it is working. You are a glorious witness. Number two, power over darkness. You see the things I'm saying? You need to engage it. John has already advised you. He said the whole world lieth in darkness. But he teaches you earlier. He said the darkness is past. What is true in him is true in us. That is why you enforce it over the darkness. So he goes down to say, he that is born of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one does not touch. There is an aspect of your keeping, it's not with God. I've been doing this work for a long time. I've seen how people can be cut short. Anyhow, you must exercise your power over darkness. Always exercise it. Declare with your mouth, no evil comes into this house. No sword enters here. No spear is here. Our house is covered. That is the way you exercise it. And you're going to do it now. You exercise over your children. You will hear bad news. No. You control. When they are in school, there is a control over them. There is an ability keeping them. Let's exercise it. The second dimension of God's power. Power over darkness. The Bible said he called them and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. He gave it to them. He called them. He said, behold, I give unto you power. Tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is going to be your declaration this morning. I exercise my power over curses in the home. I exercise my power in Christ over cycles in the home. Not my life or my children. No, 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 no. We are far above that by the power of God. You make a declaration. I exercise power over projections, manipulations, frustrations, talkings of liars, diviners. I exercise power over them. I exercise power. Poverty is darkness. Lack is darkness. Sickness is darkness. Confusions are all darkness. They are part of the expressions of the curses in Deuteronomy 28. Even boils are part. Fevers are part. I didn't write the Bible. Fever is bad. Not being able to marry the girl you love is bad. Somebody said, oh, apostle. He said, you love a woman. Another man will take him. He said, that is part of the curses. Yes. I didn't write the Bible. He said, you shall love a woman. And another man will marry her away. Me, I marry what I love. And I'm staying married to what I love. I'm not allowing any darkness around my territory. You know the first thing God met on the earth? You must learn. The first thing on the earth that God met is darkness. And when God created the heavens and the earth, darkness was upon the face of the earth. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. He didn't stop there. He separated the light from the darkness. You must learn how to do that. Listen, in your business, you are going to meet people that are dark. You meet people who want to frustrate your business and your career. It is normal. It is not divine. No, they are like that. They will mess you up, mess your family up. So you learn how to exercise the power of God over them, that when they meet you, they know that you are not part of the people to be doing that with. You must know how to do that. Today, I really want you to do this. I'm taking today to do this. Because believers are seated on power and they are afraid of things they should not be afraid of. Power over darkness. No darkness in my house. No. Nothing strange happens in my house. No. I have power over darkness. I have power over darkness. Don't tell us what is going wrong. Correct it. You can correct it. God is waiting for you. Let me give you an example so that you understand. I'm going very far. Moses had met God. And God had changed his rod to the rod of power. And here he was crying at the Red Sea. And God said, what do you have in your hand? March forward. Stretch that rod over the sea. One version says that, stop praying to me and do what I've told you. That with this rod, work signs and wonders, work miracles with this rod. What are you holding it in your hands for? Is it a sea? Sow it to it and part it. I am not coming to part it. When he stretched it, then God got involved. I don't know how you will do it. Use it. I like the way Charles Carp says it. Charles Carp's way of saying it is sometimes very dangerous, but I think I like it. Charles Carp says, you have the authority. God has got the power. So give your rights to his power. You are going to exercise your rights because the power has come in the person of the Holy Ghost. He has come with some abilities. I said, one day I'll teach something, but I'm waiting. Let's go like some 7 years. There are things to learn. There are things to practice. This earth here, you should learn how to walk in this divine life in all dimensions of his glory. No darkness shall handle anything around you. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I exercise power over darkness. And I declare, I am the light and I shine in darkness. I declare, by the word of God, I have been delivered from the power of darkness. I declare today that as I lift my voice, sickness, premature death, sudden happiness that are not of God, poverty, lack, they are all silence, failures, they are all silence. I exercise power over darkness. Lift up your voice, even in the name of Jesus. Exercise that power. Do you see darkness anywhere? Confront it now. Do you see darkness anywhere? Is it in your husband? Is it in your child? Confront it now. Take authority over it. Are your children going wayward? Take authority over it. Is your business going? Take authority over it. Exercise power over darkness. Shataniata. Ledala Bahaya. Abela Matios, Adili Magiata, Bella Mahirata, Adela Mahaya, Abela Mahika, Shuvala Madia, Adela Mahika. Lift up your voice. Already, you are struggling with school. That is not God's intention. Take authority over that. You don't have anywhere to stay. That is not God's will. Take authority over that. Your body is weak. Take authority over that. That is not of God. Your future looks bleak. That is not from God. Take authority over that. A blood disease, that is not from God. A cell disease, that is not from God. A psychological disease, that is not from God. Exercise power over it. Use your lips to exercise dominion over it. In your house, in your home, in your house, in your home. For weakness, there will be strength. For confusion, there will be peace. Lord, we declare in our home, for lack there will be abundance. Lord, in our homes, yadele madia, afele batataya. Hey, pray. Brother, exercise the power of God. You shall tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Lord, in our business and in the business world, Lord, we silence and we declare, I am a kataya. Evil men are silenced, situations are silenced. Lord, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, I am Gadabahaya, I am Balabadia, Adela Bahira, Abaradia Satana, Adela Bahaya Nakataya, Adela Bahirata, Adela Bakataya. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Go ahead and lift up that voice. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hola katuna saya. Anadini makataya. Miri miri atuni kabata. Sevele badini makataya. We are not programmed for sweat. We take authority. Our efforts shall bring success. Our lives shall yield success. Love and clear the toil, the sorrow, the bread of sorrow and grief. Jesus took away the sorrow. Libayanda kataya, libala bahaya, abela batanda tataya, librada laba sahaya. Lift it up. Lift up that voice. Lift up that voice. Itili bakatia. Itili magadia, the darkness on the road, the darkness in the city, Yadabakataya, arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the people, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon you. Yadabakataya, kings shall come to the rising of your light. 10 minutes more, give it out quickly. Yes, Lord. Lord, I declare, I prophesy, I declare the power dimension is engaged over every darkness around the darkness that walks in the noonday. Lord, I have power over it. Asavira Tataya, Adela Badia, Agadala Bahaya, lift up that voice. Walk on serpents, tread upon snakes, tread upon snakes. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. The weapons will not work. The arrows cannot penetrate. You are unbreachable because you are in Christ. Unreachable. Exercise dominion. We walk as light in darkness. Aya bakataya. Imini miadia. Suvani madia. Adili makataya. Yeto. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. See all goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to God. Glory be to God over our children. Power over darkness in their schools. We dominate darkness. They will shine as light. The best in their schools. Glory be to God. Say in the name of Jesus, I make a declaration in the third dimension of power. I make a declaration. All my dreams are fulfilled. We have gone past darkness. All our dreams, all our plans. I've quoted it here severally. I don't need to quote it again. Ephesians 3:20. Power for every dream. I don't care what the dreams are. Power, you are engaging it. Power for dreams to be fulfilled. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to his power that is at work in us. That means that if you don't see more and you don't achieve more, that means that you did not put the power at work in your inside to work. Any man that puts it to work, he will see immeasurably more, super abundantly above all they dream for. Men that don't fulfill dreams are men that have not encountered power. When a man encounters power, he will fulfill his dreams. He will have his dreams met. He will see his dreams. I don't know what is the real estate dream you have. What is the legal dream you have? Medical dream you have? I don't know the form of dreams you have. But there is the power. I know you have got dreams. I know you have got some plans. I know you have got some requests. This is a scripture I never play with. This one. I pray it in the day. I pray it at night. These are my unconscious prayers. Because I have dreams. My life is full of dreams. I have desires. And you know the interesting part. The interesting part is that God has got his own dreams for me. And now I'm aligned with the dreams. And the dreams of God are so big. I am aligning by the power of God. He will outdo them all. He will outdo them all. Do you want to be a medical doctor per excellence? You will go beyond per excellence. I don't know how you do it. But look at yourself. Know that there is a power inside. Whatever dream you have, you are declaring that by the power of God on my inside, in cooperation with the work of God. I declare now, I see my dreams. I am fulfilling my dreams. I will not die. I will run my race and I will finish it. The power of God is at work. Say, Heavenly Father. Say, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration. I am a carrier of power for fulfillment. I declare in my life, in my relationship, in my finance, in my assignment, in my destiny, fulfillment of every dream that God has for me, and every dream that is aligned with the dream of God. Lift up your voice if you have got some dreams and declare it now. Do you have a dream? Even Martin Luther said, I have a dream. Aya, this is the dominion. Ikitanukaya. Sivini biyatuka. Abele valadina. Amaradina nasataya. Let medical dreams be outdone. Oh, let legal dreams be outdone. Let ministerial dreams be outdone. We will achieve them all. It's a kinabataya, a delevadia, our highest request, our greatest unbelievable dreams, our wildest imagination. Oh, let the power of God, we will outdo them all. We will outdo them all by the power of God. Ayagadabahaya, your goals, your assignment, hey, your desires over your home, over your children, you outdo them all. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Lift your voice. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Make your declaration. Yes. 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 It's all ships. It's all the stars. Bowing to him. Oh. But he became the head of the whole of Egypt. Ayadala Basata. Madia Bakataya, Sevele Madia, Madini Magadia, Asaveladia, love and declare, power for fulfillment is engaged in our spirit. Christ is alive in us by faith. Oh Lord, Ayahida Bahaya, we experience the love of God. We plumb the depths, we rise to the heights of experience of the love of God. Our lives are filled to the full by the power and love of God. Every dream is fulfilled. Every dream is fulfilled. I declare as your hands are stretched, whatever dream is in your heart, Whatever dream God placed in your heart, whatever dream you have found in the society, whatever dream is in the depths of your heart for your family, whatever dream is in your heart for your business, whatever dream it is that is for your school, I stand as your pastor on the 15th day of the fast, and I declare, may the power of God be at work. You'll be guided to that dream, and beyond that dream, I declare those plans are fulfilled, those requests are granted. Power to be a witness, power over darkness, power to have all my highest prayers, desires, dreams, hopes, and imagination is at work in your life. It is at work in 2024. It is at work in your business, in your relationship. It is at work. The last dimension of power is the power to get wealth. This ministry, the fifth pillar, is creating wealth. The power to get wealth. This time, you're going to prophesy to people, I create wealth. I produce wealth. I get wealth. You're hearing what we are saying. He said, you shall remember that it is the Lord your God that giveth thee power to make wealth so that he can establish his covenant. The 17 starts by warning you. He said, and thou say in thy heart, by my power and might, my hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember. I charge anybody that is in this ministry, when you become wealthy, never attribute it to your might and power and your hand. Remember, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord, thy God, that giveth thee power. You have the power to make wealth. Go and make wealth. Somebody say, oh, this is Israel. Oh, this is Israel. And do. 2 Corinthians 8:9 said, for your sake, he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might be made what? Rich. 9:8 says, the God of all grace, may he make all grace abound towards you, that ye having all things in all sufficiency, may be able abound to every good work. You will be served independent of others. I declare by the grace of God, go and make wealth for your family, wealth for the needy, wealth to make this world a better place, wealth to make doing ministry easy. Go and make it. There is something in you that will create wealth. There is something in you creating wealth. Allow it. It's called the power of God. Allow it. Allow that power to create wealth. Allow the power to produce wealth. This is the last declaration. You have become God's advertisement. In advertisement, there are, somebody sent this thing to me like a year ago. In advertisement, there are three levels why we advertise. One is recognition, so that people can become aware of the product. Two, the second purpose is preference, so that it can be given consideration. So when you advertise, one, you are creating awareness. Two, you tell people about the product until they can prefer the product among other products. Then the last one is insistence, which is loyalty. Where they want that, when they say milk is ideal. That is loyalty. That is insistence. They go buying phones. And when you say phones, they think about iPhone, Apple. Something, when you say phones, they are thinking about Samsung. You say cars, they are thinking about Benz. We call it loyalty. No matter what Range Rover does, they won't buy. They say something Benz, they are there. Even if you chop all their money, it's called loyalty, insistence. What I'm ending is by telling you that the power of God is going to give you recognition. It is going to advertise you in such a way that your gift, your graces, your destiny will be recognized. Two, among those that you work with and stay with, the power of God will ensure that you are the preference. And last and not the least, the power of God will ensure that you will be insisted on. When they are looking for somebody that is blessed, they will insist that it is coming to your house. They are looking for somebody to be favored. The insistence will be because of the power of God. And here
we celebrate with our last resounding shout.
We wait for you.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Until the apostle comes your way again, same time next week, remain blessed. Chicago.